Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Sabbath Services, the first Sabbath in the year 2021. So what is it going to bring and what is going to happen? And today, we're going to see how reaching back in time and reaching forward to us in God's eyes is the same. Very interesting. Why are we here, and what is God doing, and why do we understand what we understand, and how is it that we can sit here and be here, and God knows we're here, and we have a special relationship with God, but the rest of the world out there, even though God created and made them, they don't have a special relationship with God. So let's see what is so important that God is doing for us, to us, and through all of his people down through time. Remember, Jesus said what? First chapter of Revelation. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. Now that has a lot to do with us and what we believe and why we believe it and why God is dealing with us. So let's come here to Titus, the first chapter, and we'll set the stage with what are we dealing with? There are religions out there. There are people that start movements. There are movements and things to make you better, to make you younger, to make you taller, to make you whatever, okay? And if that doesn't work and your hair doesn't stay its natural color, we'll fix you up with a little dye and tint and we'll do that. And if that doesn't work, we'll figure something else out. But all of that's temporary. Let's see what God has called us to be part of. Now, this affects every one of us, young and old. And the best time to apply all of the things we're going to cover today is when you're young, before you get yourself in deep trouble. Okay? Verse 1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect. Now, elect means selected. That's important to understand. Selected. And the knowledge of the truth that is according to godliness. Now, truth is above all. Everything that is done must conform to truth. Now, even in the physical world, if you're an engineer, you've got to have certain parameters to do whatever you're going to do in whatever field of endeavor that you're working in. If you're an architect like Jonathan, you've got to have the plans down to the detail. Okay? So whatever it is, it must conform to truth. Even the world understands that. Until it comes to the point that it is so corrupt, it can't tell the truth from the error. And unfortunately, we're pretty close to that right now. Okay? Now notice, verse 2. Here is the key. The greatest thing possible. I want you to think about it. Whoever you are, wherever you are, and you're sitting there listening and reading, ask yourself the question, what is God inviting me to? Doesn't matter what your age is. What is God inviting you to? Let's read it. Verse 2. In the hope of eternal life, That's what he's calling us to, which God, who cannot lie, that's why the word of God is true, and that's why it's important that it is translated correctly. When we get into some of the things concerning the Passover and leading up to that, we will see how important that it is. Okay? God cannot lie, promised before the ages of time. Now think about this. Okay, we have a good number of young people here today. That's great. What if you told some of your friends at school that you were in touch with the greatest alien that the world does not know? Now, that may sound a little fishy, but it's true. And you can say an ancient alien going way back before the creation of the world. See? And they will say, well, have you been watching Nat Geo lately and ancient aliens? No, it's in the Bible. See? Before the ages of time. Think about that. You want something important? There it is. Are we important to God, every one of us? Yes. We're called the elect. Who did the calling? Who did the selecting? Who did opening our minds and understanding? Okay. Now come to 2 Timothy, the first chapter, and we will see this reinforced here again. Let's pick it up, chapter 1 and verse 8. Okay. Therefore, you should not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. See? Now, this is so important that it doesn't matter even if you're locked up in prison. Think of that. Now, Paul went through an awful lot. We covered a little bit about that last week. Okay? But jointly suffer with me for the sake of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling. Now think about that. The great sovereign who rules and has created the universe. See, I want you to think big. All right? The universe, that God is dealing in our lives personally. Now that's something. So you need to understand that this is not a religion. This is a special way of life, which God has ordained for his people, for blessing in all circumstances, whether there's a trial or whether it's a joyful event. But according to his own purpose, okay? Not according to our works, rather. See? It's not because we're brilliant. It's not because we know this or that or the other thing. It's because of God. See? But according to his own purpose and grace, which means then God has a purpose for you. Now think about that for a minute. Okay? Because this becomes all important. See, what did John write in 1 John, the first chapter? Said, behold, what glorious love the Father has for us, that we, all of us together, should be called the children of God. Now, we know we're made in the image and likeness of God. That's what it says in Genesis, the first chapter. So that's a tremendous thing in itself. Okay? We're the children of God, but it has not yet been manifested what we shall be. But we will be exactly like him, for we shall see him. Now that's quite a thing to keep in mind, see. So, whether we have a few good days ahead of us, or whether we immediately get into calamity or whatever it may be, remember that's God's purpose. Now let's look at a couple of other things so we can understand and keep our minds on God's word and realize what it is. Let's come back to Psalm 119. Okay? Psalm 119. Now, there are books out there written that the Bible is worthless, these things have never happened, and so forth. But here's what God says about his word. And this is what we need to keep in mind. Now, there are times we don't understand certain things. Now, I remember there are some verses in Romans that I pondered over for 20 years before I understood. And that was as a minister. But then, this shows why their continuous study is necessary. When you come to understand the truth of it, it's like a light goes on and you understand the truth. Have you ever had that happen to you? Yes. Okay. Now here's why. Let's come back to Psalm 119 and let's begin right here in verse 142. Now, this is a great long psalm, one of the longest, and it's all about the laws, precepts, commandments of God, the love of God, what we need to do, how we need to lead our lives, and so forth. But I want you to see the consistency in it, because this is going to help us to really apply what we're going to cover in just a little bit. Verse 142. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. God is eternal. God is love. God is true. He sanctifies us with his truth. Okay. And your law is the truth. Now remember this one important, profound lesson, which is this. No man, theologian, leader, religious leader, can add to and improve the Word of God. No man can. They can have their interpretations. But just like the man that I pointed out in his book, he doesn't believe that God the Father was the Father of Jesus conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary, but that it was from Joseph. Okay? Now then, he got all upset because I said, with that, the rest of your book is not worth reading. See? Because unless it agrees with the truth of the Bible, of what value is it? Well, think about that. Okay? Now, verse 151, just drop down here a little bit. You are near, O Lord. How near is God to you? As close as your knees are to the floor. And you can get on your knees and pray to him at any time. And if God has his Spirit in you, he's not only near you, but in you. Isn't that true? The begettal? Okay. And all, notice that. That's something that you always hear me say. Circle all. Okay. Why? Because it means all. No exceptions. All your commandments are true. Okay? Now then, let's take it one step further. Verse 160. Your word is true from the beginning. And every one of your righteous ordinances endures forever. Now, what are some of the righteous ordinances of God? Know what some of them are? Very important. They are the Sabbath and holy days. And those are the things that the world rejects and neglects. But those are the things that give us understanding of the Word of God. Okay? That's why he has them. Okay? Now, let's come back here to verse 89. Now, think about this. You've got a Bible. A lot of you have it digitally. Okay? God's Word is true in any medium that you have, if it's properly translated from the original. See? Now, granted, in some translations, there are a lot of difficulties, and it takes a lot of study, and it takes a lot of searching into the original to get to that so that you know what the truth is. So verse 89, notice the first word. Forever. Now, what does that mean? That means it's never outdated. Forever. See? Now, go back and look at the rebellion of Lucifer and the angels that went with him. That's before the creation of any human beings, right? They sinned and rebelled. And where there's no law, there's no sin, correct? Isn't that true? Okay. So look at this. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in the heavens. Now think of that for a minute. Everything that we have written down here or digitized in your cell phone or your laptop, what that represents is something that goes back before the ages of time. Now, isn't that something? How valuable is that? Well, it's eternal life itself. Now, let's look at one more. Daniel, the 10th chapter. Okay? Daniel 10. Now then, this was at a time that the angel Gabriel came and spoke to Daniel to give him some understanding of the prophecies. Verse 20. Daniel 10. Verse 20. Then he said, this is the angel. Do you know why I have come to you? And now I must return to fight against the prince of Persia. Now, there are battles between the angels of God and the demons of Satan, the devil. And with all of this stuff going on with what's happening with the election and so forth here and events in the world, there's a lot of battling going on. Okay? So we'll have to see how that comes out, okay? And when I go forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come, and I will show you, now listen to this, that which is written in the scripture of truth, or scroll of truth. Think of that. What you have here has come directly from heaven, from God, where he has the original writing of it, Old Testament and New Testament. See? And it's all true. That's why whatever we do, we have to deal with truth. Now, sometimes we come up with something that is true on our own. All right? But all of the errors and difficulties that have happened within the churches of God and the Christian churches of the world is they have left the truth. That's why. And when you leave the truth, who fills the void? Satan. And he fills it with a lot of exciting things to do to draw you away. A little sidebar. I got a call from Michael Heiss, and he told me that on the ambassador form, I don't know if it's the ambassador college form, or ambassador form, okay. There are a great number that used to attend ambassador college that are clear back into the world and say what a wonderful thing that Christmas is. Even those who had been ministers. Think of that. Now, why do you suppose that they would come to that? Because they didn't understand the truth the way that they should have, and to realize how important it was that God has given these things to us. Okay? Now then, let's come to the book of Proverbs, all right? Chapter 1. Now here what we're going to learn in the book of Proverbs is this. The most important things for us to learn, especially when we're young, but all of these things can apply to us as those who have been in the church for a long time as well. Okay. Now, when we're young, God expects us to learn the things of him in a way that he has produced for you to learn. And that's found in the book of Proverbs. Okay. It's still part of everything that we have covered. Because this is important. How many of you have friends who have done things in their lives that is permanently harming them? Think about it. And what did they think? And what did they do? And why did they do it? Huh? So the book of Proverbs is given so that we may know how to think. Because the human brain and mind was made to learn and was made for truth. But because God doesn't want robots, he's given free moral agency. And we have to choose. We have to choose. And choices are what we have all our life long. Is that true? See? So here, he wants all the young people and then all of us who are senior citizens to have these things reinforced for us. See? So what does God want for you? Okay? Number one, he loves you. Number two, he wants you to be successful. Number three, he's provided the way so you can learn that you can be. Now, that's quite an important thing to understand, isn't it? Because I know that through the internet, there are a lot of things that Satan has on there that are very attractive. And your friends at school are immersed into the world, and they think like the world, and it's difficult for you at times to really understand the difference between what God wants and what they want. One thing important to remember: just because anything is fun does not mean it's true or right. In many cases, that which is fun is an introduction to sin, and you don't know it. See? For example, Christmas. Let's look at that. Now, everybody, especially when you're young, I remember growing up, I looked forward to Christmas. My mom would take me down to the big department store. It shows how stupid we are as little kids, right? And we go down to the department store, and guess who's there? Santa Claus. And everything is fine. And you tell him what you want. And he says, you be good. I'll come down the chimney and I'll give you this. Okay? We're so stupid at that age, we can't figure out, you know, is the department store the North Pole? So you get a present, do you think that's good? Okay. Well, you might say, well, there's nothing wrong with it. Well, what's the whole motive? To get you to agree with something that Satan wants you to agree to. Same way when you get a little older with drugs. Now, you're into a whole lot of dangerous things. And those can be permanently messing up your life if you get involved in it. Because when you're 13, 14, 15, you're learning 16, 17, and 18, you're learning more. And 18 and 19, you discover that your parents also make mistakes, so that makes you more important, right? But it doesn't. See? Because when you see that, you forget that you make mistakes. Okay? That's why there is God. That's why there's repentance. Because you can change. So here's the book of Proverbs. Here's what God wants. Verse 1, chapter 1 of Proverbs is Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom. You want to be smart? Okay. Not a smart aleck, but to be smart. And instruction. We've been made to learn and learn and learn and learn and learn and learn and learn. And I'm still learning. at 86 and a half. Okay? What do you think it's going to be when we have eternal life? Don't you think there's a lot we're going to have to learn? Okay? And words of understanding to receive instruction of wisdom. That's what God wants you to do, to receive it. That means accept it into your mind and your heart so that you can live by it. And that's important because there are decisions that you're going to have to make when your parents aren't around, and maybe you're with your friends in school, or maybe with those that you shouldn't be with, and your parents don't know that you're with them because they've told you not to be with them, but you are with them. And when that happens, guess what? Trouble can ensue. Okay? To receive instruction of wisdom, righteousness, judgment, and equity. To give guidance to the simple. Now that means the ones who have not been educated. Okay? The simple. It doesn't mean stupid. However, if you never learn instruction, you may end up stupid instead of just simple. Knowledge and discretion to the young man or young woman. A wise man will hear. So think about what I'm saying today. Ask yourself, are you wise? This is the word of God. Will you hear? And will increase in learning. It will be a constant growing in knowledge and understanding as God leads you. See? And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Why? Because you have stayed with the truth. And you have learned what God wants you to learn. Now, when do these things occur? Certain things occur when you're 18 to 20. But then by the time you become 25, you've learned a few things. And by the time you're 30, you're ready to be a full-fledged adult. Now, don't say I'm trying to put you down or make you infantile because of that, but that's just a fact of life. Okay? When did Jesus begin his ministry? When he was 30. Okay? And he was learning all the time. Who was teaching him from the very beginning? God the Father. Isaiah 50 and verse 4 says he was awakened morning by morning. He received instruction. He wasn't rebellious. And when he was doing his ministry, what was one of the number one things that the rabbis wanted to know? Because here's this man doing miracles and doing things and so smart and so intelligent and having the word of God. See? Guess what was the number one question in the circle of all the rabbis and all the leaders of Judaism in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Galilee? Which school did he attend? Because that rabbi would have been eliminated. So when he came to the Feast of Tabernacles and he was teaching, they said, how does this man know letters having never learned? See? Well, he learned from God. Okay? It's like it says here. All right, let's continue on. Verse 6. To understand a proverb and its interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Now here's the key. Verse 7. Especially when you're confronted with a choice, that you know is going to cause some consequences in your life. Okay? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Okay? So that's the way it is in life, everywhere. If you don't believe me, do a little survey online about drug rehab, about runaways, about those who have been addicted with drugs, okay? Do a little search, all you young gals, about those who have had children out of wedlock, okay? And the burden that they are loaded down with because they didn't have the wisdom to not submit to that temptation. Okay? And all young gals, remember, the easiest thing in the world is to become pregnant. And the solution is not an abortion. The solution is, don't get involved until you are an adult and ready for marriage. See? That's it. Now then, let's continue on, verse 7. Fear the Lord's beginning of knowledge, fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and forsake not the law of your mother. So as long as you're in the household, mama still has authority over you. Okay? For they shall be an ornament of grace to your head and around your neck. Chains around your neck. Verse 10. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. Okay? It is a gang. Okay? Now, I want everyone to watch Nat Geo Drug Inc. Okay? Drug Inc. And that will show you how the whole drug system works from the inside and how devastating it is, okay? And they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. We will watch secretly for the innocent without cause. Now think about this. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen what happens? Have you ever heard of Antifa? Black Lives Matter? What do? Destroy, burn, steal, loot, hate, beat up people. This says, don't get into it. Then the rest of it says, if you don't turn to wisdom, you're going to be consumed by whatever it is you give yourself over to do that you know is contrary to the Word of God and contrary to what your parents have taught you, and that if you don't stop and turn and come back to the truth, you may come to a point that it is going to be devastating in your life. So you read the rest of chapter 1, verse 25. Here's a penalty, okay? Now I want you to do this, okay? You can do this anytime, anything you have in your hand. If you let go of it, what happens? Law of gravity brings it right down, right? Well, the laws of behavior work the same way. Okay? Verse 24. Because I called, that is the way of God, wisdom personified, and you refused to hearken, I stretched out my hand, and no one paid attention. But you have despised all my counsel and would have none of my reproof, because correction is necessary for everyone all the time. Okay? All the time. Now, if you're working on a project, say it's a little carpenter project, what do you have to do? You have to measure just right. You have to put the pieces together just right. Okay? You can't just throw it together in a mess. Okay? So here's what will happen. And think of this. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes. When your calamity comes like a storm and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, when trouble and pain come upon you, then they shall call upon me, but I will not answer. Now you might say, that's pretty harsh. Well, that's the law of living, just like the law of gravity. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. There is the independent free moral agency. You must choose. See? They would have none of my counsel. They despised all my correction. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices, because it all comes back home right to you. For the waywardness of the simple shall slay them, and the complacency of fools shall destroy them, but who hearkens to me shall dwell safely and shall be secure without fear of harm. Now that's what we want. Okay? Let's go ahead and take a break, and we will come back in 20 minutes, and we're going to learn some very positive things that are necessary for us as we look at the future we're facing right now. Welcome back, everyone. Let's continue on with Sabbath services. Today, I want to advertise this book, The Appointed Times of Jesus the Messiah. This is an astounding book from this point of view. It shows the power that's going to be unleashed when Jesus returns, and how it's going to affect the whole world, and the whole world is going to believe that it's being invaded from aliens from outer space, which will be true. And I also believe they'll see all the saints being resurrected whenever the time zone comes around to that part of the world, and the world is going to go absolutely insane. But they're not going to be able to stop it. Okay? And remember, all these prophecies are at least 2,000 years old. At least. Some are older than that. Okay, back to the message that we have here. How important are you to God? We'll make it the second half. And what God wants to do for you if you choose to do His way. Okay? Whether you're converted or not, the blessings that come are the same in life. But being converted, you have the additional blessing of looking forward to eternal life. Okay? So let's pick it up here in Proverbs chapter 2. And this becomes important because this shows how God gives us a proposition, and if we respond, what He will do. And He does it through what is called the Spirit of Wisdom. Okay? Verse 1, chapter 2, my son, if, now circle all the ifs, there will be several of them here, if you will receive my words, so you have to have an open mind toward God's words and receive them as true, and treasure up my commandments within you. See, you choose to have it come to you God's way, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. And this is what God wants you to do. He wants you to use the wisdom. He wants you to use the understanding, and that will be the basis for growing in more knowledge and understanding. Okay? Now notice verse 3. Yea, if, so here's the second if, it's conditional, see. And a lot of people today want to live in sin, but receive the blessing of God. That'll never work. It's like saying, stand on your two feet on your head. What do they call that? A moxioron? Oxymoron. I call it a morioxon. It's so stupid. Okay, morioxon. Okay, if you cry after knowledge, don't ever stop learning. And lift up your voice for understanding, showing what? You pray to God. Will God hear your prayers? God will hear anybody's prayers. How did any of us here as adults get to this point that we are here? There was one point when we registered our first prayer. And that first prayer was, oh God, my life is a mess, help me. See? That's generally the basis of the first prayer. Why? Because we didn't follow this. Okay? Now notice verse 4. If you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasure. Now think about what that means. How many have watched the television program The Curse of Oak Island? Okay. You haven't watched it? Okay. There are billionaires who have money to spend and they're looking at Oak Island up near New Brunswick, Canada, okay, for treasure that supposedly the Knights Templars buried there. And they're literally digging this place up to try and find it, which is a good example. They're trying to find this gold that was supposedly there, and even though they're coming up empty, they're bringing in bulldozers and great diggers to try and find it, okay? So it shows you must put forth the effort, okay? Now notice verse 5. Then, if, then, see? So if you do what God wants, then you shall understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God, which are the two most important things that you can do. Now notice what happens. God then is dealing in your life, whether you're converted or not. But hopefully it will lead to you being converted somewhere down the road there. For the Lord gives wisdom. He will give it. You will understand. And you will begin to see the blessings of God because of it. The Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. And that's why you need to study the book of Proverbs over and over and over. As a matter of fact, we have a special program for the youth, which is this. We have recorded on CDs, so you can watch it on your. We also have it online. You can download it to your smart pad and everything else. Okay. Now this has come from the Elizondo family. This is how they taught their children in the church. Every morning the father sat down with them and they read one chapter of Proverbs. They had a little discussion. Next day, they'd read the next chapter. Well, there are 31 Proverbs. So what they did, they would read a chapter a day for a whole month. Now, for the shorter months, then they would double up on some of the shorter chapters of Proverbs. Okay? And they would go over it. When they get to the end, come back and start again. When they get to the end, come back and start again. Now, why is that important? Because repetition is the best way that you learn, right? And it will help you think. And that's the most important thing, see? And for the Lord gives wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous, not for the sinner. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He will place his angels about you. You won't see them. You won't hear them. But they will be there. He keeps the paths of judgment and preserves the way of his saints. Now notice, then, okay? So go back and connect all of this together. If, then. So that means you put forth the effort and keep putting forth the effort, and then the results will come back to you in time. Then you shall understand righteousness and judgment and equity, every good path. See? That's what you want. You want to be smart? Huh? Well, let's put it this way. You want to be dumb? No. Well, if you want to be stupid, go the way of the world. Okay? But if you want to be smart, go the way of God. Then you shall understand righteousness and judgment and equity in every good path. Wisdom shall enter into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasing to your soul. Discretion shall preserve you, and understanding shall keep you. What is all of this going to do for you? So that you can recognize right from wrong, truth from error, and make right decisions to keep you from making lifelong consequences of wrong choices. And that's what would happen, see? Okay? Verse 12. To deliver you from the way of the evil man. See? And that you need in today's world, don't you? A lot of evil people out there. Okay? Just a little sidebar. What do you think is one of the most influential and appealing, alluring, but evil producers of children's things? Movies, videos, cartoons. Walt Disney. Now, you may think, well, that's kind of a tough statement. It is. Does it have witchcraft in it? Have you ever watched Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? All of that is occult and witchcraft. But it's all in humor, and it's all in fun. See? And that's how Satan allures everyone into it. Okay? Now, I remember when I saw the movie Bambi. Now, that was quite an exciting movie. And, you know, there were some funny things in it and so forth. Now, that one's not too bad. But someone told me that's going to lead to what is called today the Green Movement. And I didn't understand what was said. But now looking back, it has. And what has it led to? That and many other things besides that? The lie of global warming. That we must do something to change it. Well, if there's anything that's causing the weather and things to be upset, it is sin. And they could take care of all of the carbon dioxide, how? By having many more plants with leaves which would take it in and produce oxygen so we could breathe. Okay? And from the man who speaks wicked things. Verse 13. Those who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the perversities of the wicked. Be sure and watch Drug Inc. and you will see that live right before your eyes. Whose ways are crooked and are devious in their paths. See? To deliver you. Okay? Now verse 12, to deliver you. There are many things you're going to be confronted with out there in life as you're growing up. Okay? Verse 16, to deliver you from the wanton woman, or to deliver the young woman from the wanton man. Works both ways. And from the stranger who flatters with her words, who forsakes the guide of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house sinks to death, and her ways and her paths to the dead. Okay. Now then, none of them that go unto her return again, nor do they take hold of the ways of life. Now, when I was about, what was it? I must have been about 12, 13 years old at the time. I had an uncle, and he was a very invalid man, and he had terrible arthritis. And he would smoke up a storm. And so my mom told me what happened to him. And it was one of those things you never forget, because I would go visit him, and here he would be shaking, and he would have his cigarette, and he would have these long wooden matches that you strike, and he would have the cigarette in his mouth, and he would barely strike it to get the match going, and then he would light it and start smoking. And I asked my mom, what happened to him? Why is he this way? Well, he made a wrong decision when he was young. And he got syphilis. And what you're seeing is the third stage of syphilis. Because it's in your life, in your body, the rest of your life. Okay? Well, you can tell, I remembered that. I remembered it. Okay? So this is what it's telling you here. The same thing. To deliver you. Now, connect verse 20 back to verse 12 and to verse 16 to deliver you. See? In other words, God is telling you he's going to help you stay away from trouble if you are coming to him. Now, that's a pretty good deal, isn't it? Yes, indeed. Okay, verse 20. In order that you may walk in the way of good and keep the paths of righteousness, for the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it, but the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. And that's eventually the whole plan of God. Okay. Now, what do we do then? Now when we get into chapter 3, we're getting into where you're a little older. And chapter 3 applies to every one of us. And think about this in relationship to what's happening in the world, what's happening in the church, what has happened in the church, and it's going to continue. See? And we pray that as many as possible stay faithful to God will stay faithful to God. Okay? Now, here's how to do it, because this is a lifelong thing. Remember that. Lifelong thing. Chapter 3 and verse 1. My son, do not forget my law. Okay? What's the first thing most people forget? And it's devastating. They start relaxing on the Sabbath and giving up on the Sabbath and doing things on the Sabbath that are breaking the Sabbath, and then that draws them away from God, and they're not praying and they're not studying. And so what does that lead to? Apostasy, right? Haven't we seen it? All of us have. It's amazing what has happened, okay? Do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments, all of them. Remember where we saw? Your commandments are truth, your laws are truth, your precept is truth, everything that you have is truth. For they shall add length of days. Now, how many of you have friends in your school that the kids wanted to go out and have a ball, and they were out doing things that they knew their parents told them, don't do it, and it ended up in a disaster. Either drugs, a car wreck, an accident, whatever. And that devastated them, see? Length of days and long life. And peace to you. Do not let mercy and truth forsake you. Now that's quite an interesting thing, isn't it? Huh? Mercy and truth. You find that combination in the Bible everywhere. Mercy first, then truth. Why? Because mercy implies there is repentance and you have forgiveness, and when you have forgiveness, you want the truth. And the truth will help undo whatever it was that you did that wasn't right. Okay? So he says, bind them around your neck and write them upon the tablet of your heart. Now, this is a modern saying. Programming your mind. You heard of that? Now, what the Chinese are trying to do and Americans are trying to do is they're trying to get a chip they can insert into the brain and try and make them smarter or stronger or whatever. But I don't know how they can figure out the brain language that God has put in there genetically, that it will interface with a chip. I don't know if they can do that. But that's what they're trying to do, see. God says, if you want that, come to me. I'll give it to you, okay? Now notice what it is. Take all of these things we've covered, add it up here, see? And so shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and of man, brother. Okay? That's something. Think about that. Okay? What's one great example of that? Remember Joseph? He was the youngest son of Israel. And he was kind of a hothead and a show-off. And he went around, he said, I had a dream, and you all bow down and worship me, which was a true dream. But he should have kept it to himself, but he didn't. So his brothers said, no, that's smart, Alec. Let's get rid of him. So they sold him to the Arabs as they were going into Egypt, right? Okay, and they took a little kid goat and killed it and put blood on it and took it back and said, Dad, look, he'd been eaten by the wild animals. Well, devastated is Dad. I mean, you talk about a heartbreak for 17 years? That was. Okay. So he was sold into Egypt. He spent time in prison. And what happened in prison? God gave him grace and favor. And he was able to interpret dreams. And so here's Pharaoh. He had a dream. 7 fat cows and 7 thin cows. And the baker, I forget whether it was the baker or the assistant, told the Pharaoh, because the Pharaoh wanted to know what the dream meant. So he said, well, there's a man in prison named Joseph, an interpreter of dreams. So, bang, in one day, he's elevated from a prisoner to becoming number 2 in ruling the whole land of Egypt because he gave the interpretation that was there that a famine was coming and store everything up now. Okay? So you never know when God is going to lift you up and put you through an open door. That's why you have to remain faithful. Okay. Now, verse 5, and this applies to every one of us. And this is what we need to do today and every day. Trust in the Lord when you're in trouble. No. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That means a complete commitment to God's way. And lean not to your own understanding. Why? Because there's a way that seems right to men and women that lead to death. And the big trick is, if you don't know the Word of God, then you won't know what's right and wrong. And anything that you think is right in your own eyes, if you're going to profit from it, how do you think they get people involved into buying and selling drugs? Okay? So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding in all your ways. Now, this is quite a statement here. Acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Now, hold your place here. And let's look back in Acts chapter 17. Okay? Let's see what is true with every human being, whether they are converted or not converted. Okay? Acts chapter 17. Now, this is when Paul came to Mars Hill, and he was preaching the gospel, and there were so many statues and deities there that he came up when he was invited to speak. He said, look, I came into your city, and I saw all of these things, and I can tell you're very religious. But you had one dedication there to the unknown God. Him, I'm going to preach to you. Now, all the religions today are based upon the Greek philosophy. Now, we're soon going to have a wonderful book on that, which will be very interesting indeed. But here's the point I want to make. So he said to them, he's the one that I proclaim to you. Now, verse 24, Acts 17. He is the God who made the world and all things that are in it. Being the Lord of heaven and the earth, he does not dwell in temples made by hands, nor is he served by the hands of men, as though he needs anything. For he gives to all life, breath, and all things. Now think about that. Just here, we've got a nice globe over there. There are about 7.5 billion people on the earth. What does God provide for every one of them? Life and breath and food and all of those things, right? Are they converted? No. Does he love them? Yes, to the point that he gives them those things. That's true. And his plan, he'll take care of them later on. Okay? But they all came because of the way that God created the reproduction of human beings. Okay? Now, verse 26. And he gives to all life a breath and all things, and he made of one blood all the nations of men to dwell upon all the face of the earth, having determined beforehand their appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, in order that they might seek the Lord, if perhaps they might feel after him and might find him, though truly he is not far from each one of us. Now think about that. Everyone in the world. Now here's the key. Verse 28. This is true of every human being. Okay? For in him we live and move and have our being. We all exist because of God. So that's why we have the Proverbs. How do we get in contact with God? How does God want us to live? Okay, back here to Proverbs 3. The last one there, do not be wise in your own eyes. Verse 7, fear the Lord and depart from evil. For it shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Now, read all of chapter 3. Now, the last part of chapter 4, there are five things that it says, do not do. I want you to go over that. Okay? Now, chapter 4, in verse 14. Chapter 4. Here's what the fear of God will do for you. Chapter 4. Verse 14, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not into the way of evil men. Avoid it, do not go in it, turn away from it, and pass on. Now that's a good example of the fear of the Lord, because you don't want to get yourself in circumstances that once you're in there, you can't get out, so you avoid it to begin with, see. For they do not sleep except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they have caused someone to fall. For for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But here's the contrast. This is what's so good about Proverbs. It'll tell you something that's evil and then show you what is right and tell you how to get out of the trouble and how to stay right with God. Verse 18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more to the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness, and they do not know at what they stumble. Okay? My son, attend to my words. That's the whole lesson through the whole book of Proverbs. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For, read this, they are life to those who find them and health to all your flesh. Now, I want to ask the question, what is the most important thing of your being? What is the most important thing? Okay. And what is it that Satan wants to get at to destroy you? And what is it that God wants you to develop and improve? And he's given it to you to do it. But you have the free choice of doing it, and he wants you to do it. So here it is right here. This is something you need to do and watch. Verse 23. Above all, guard the door of your mind or your heart. Now that's interesting, because the heart has cells in it just like they are in the brain. That's why it talks about the heart. Write them in your heart. And that means it will be there to guide you constantly, see? Okay? Guard the door of your mind. How? With diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Okay? So take a long view. If you have a chance to watch some of the things on television, also watch some of these prison things. Look at those who are locked up and ask yourself, do I want to be there? What was it that they did? Some of them are redeemable. Some of them are not. They've interviewed mass killers, and they've told the ones who's interviewing them, if you let me out, I'm going to kill again. What happened? That person was a sweet little baby born one time, just like anything else. But what happened to that life? How did Satan get in there? See, now you know why God has the second resurrection. See, because God's plan is greater than all human mistakes. But today he's dealing with the first fruits. Today he's dealing with those that he is calling and choosing. And he wants us to guard the door of our minds with diligence. Don't let things into your mind. Okay? That will lead you to sin. For out of it are the issues of life. So here's how you do it. What does it say of human nature? What does it say? Jeremiah 17:9, how many of memorize that? Yeah. The heart is a wonderful thing. It's always nice and good. No. It says the heart is deceitful above all things. Now that's hard to accept. Except by the word of God, and then you think of all the things that come upon you and realize the temptations that are a result of that. Okay, and desperately wicked, meaning if you let it run wild, it's going to be nothing but wickedness. Sound a little like Antifa? A little like Black Lives Matter? A little bit like radical Muslims or radical whatever? Okay, yes. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and devious lips, put far from you. Let your eyes look right on. Keep your mind and your eyes on the goal. And let your eyelids look straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet. Think about where you're going, what you're doing. And all your ways will be established. Isn't that an amazing thing? See? But this requires our cooperation with God and seeing what God wants for us. Okay? Now we'll finish with the last verse here. Do not turn to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Okay? Then all the rest of the book of Proverbs is built on this. So, if you want that program to go through, that you can do it yourself or do it with your family together, let us know. We'll send it to you, and it will help you, especially when there are so many things that are evil going on today, and we need to guard the door of our minds, and we need to live God's way that He wants us to. So this is what we need to do in the days that we see right in front of us. So until next Sabbath, so long, everyone.